Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great show for you today.
Yes, we do. My name is Marie, and I can't wait to get started. Today's topic is weather.
And the title of our lesson is Rainy Weather. Rainy weather. Marie, do you like rainy weather?
Actually, Peter, I love rainy weather. The rain feels so nice. I like to dance in the rain, and the rain is great.
Wow, really? I like the rain, but maybe not as much as you, Marie. Friends, do you like the rain as much as Marie? Well, here she is to help us with our Read It.
How is the weather today? It is cloudy and rainy. It is also cold. Susie likes the rain. Rob doesn't. Rain is terrible. Alex doesn't have an umbrella or a coat today. But Taylor has another coat in the office. Alex can use it. Thank you, Taylor.
So, Marie, since you like the rain so much, does that mean you don't use an umbrella?
No, I use an umbrella, Peter. But if it rains and I don't have one, I am okay with that.
Wow, Marie, if it rains, I need an umbrella. I don't like to get wet. That's why I always carry an extra umbrella. There is one under my desk, too.
That's a very good idea, Peter. Let's learn more about rainy weather after we learn our keywords. Here's Christina to help us.
Hello, 我们今天要聊的是下雨天。首先，天气多云的阴天，我们可以用形容词 cloudy 来表示多云的阴天的。It's cloudy today. 而下雨的话就用形容词 rainy, 下雨的多雨的。It's cloudy and rainy today. Rob 很讨厌下雨，他说 Rain is terrible. 形容词 terrible 是很糟糕，令人觉得讨厌的。下雨了，但是 Alex 没有带雨伞。雨伞是 umbrella. He doesn't have an umbrella today. 好心的 Taylor 还有另外一件外套可以借给他。他说 I have another coat in the office. 形容词 another 表示另一个。
Hi, Susie.
Good morning, Rob. How's the weather today?
It is cold and rainy outside. I am not happy.
Oh, I like the rain. It's fun.
Fun? Rain is terrible. It makes me cold and wet.
Okay. Rain can make you cold and wet.But you can also play in the rain.
The first thing Susie says to Rob is, Good morning. How's the weather today?
Yeah, Rob tells her it is cold and rainy. Let's go to Rebecca right now to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, we have a very special treat for you.That's right. You get to learn a grammar point. If you want to ask someone how the weather is, you can use this grammar point. Here's the question. How's the weather today? And the answer is, it is adjective. For example, how's the weather today? It is sunny. Or, how's the weather today? It is hot and cloudy.Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Peter, let's practice using today's grammar point. Okay, Peter, how's the weather today?
It is sunny. Friends, how's the weather today in your part of the world? Is it windy? Is it cold? Is it hot? Talk about it with a friend.
It's rainy outside where Rob and Susie are. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
因为下雨是今天的主题，所以我们来看看 R-A-I-N, rain 这个字。首先它的发音，它的母音是长音的 A, 这个音发起来在结尾几乎像 E 的音。来听我念念看 ,rain, rain, 别念错咯。Rain 可以当名词用，所以 Susie 说 I like the rain, 我喜欢雨。再来 rain 也可以当动词，你可以说 It rains a lot today, 今天下很多雨。除了 rain 可以当动词也可以当名词之外，我们还常常看到 raining 和 raining, 这两个字念起来有点像，所以常常有人把它们念错或者是搞混了。先讲 raining, 因为动词是 rain, 所以如果正在下雨的话就要用现在进行式 It's raining outside, 但若是形容今天的是雨天，可以说 It's rainy today, 表示今天是下雨天。不喜欢下雨天的人就说 I don't like rainy days, 所以 raining 是现在分词，而 rainy 是形容词，这样子分清楚了吗？
Thank you, Christina. When there is a lot of rain, it is rainy. When there is a lot of sun, it is sunny. And when there is wind outside, it is windy. Right now, it's sunny outside.
Yes, it is. But it is raining where Susie and Rob are. I hope they stay dry.
Well, Rob does not like the rain.He says it's terrible because it makes him cold and wet.
Well, I don't think rain is terrible, but I do think driving in the rain is terrible. It's hard to see on the road when it's raining. Accidents can happen very easily.
Yeah, we talked about accidents this week. Rain can cause accidents. That's terrible.
Another word we can use is awful. Terrible and awful is the same thing. I can say the movie was awful or the movie was terrible, meaning the movie was not good at all.
That's right. Terrible, awful, these words mean not good or bad. Well, right now it's time for us to go to Conversation B. I hope the weather gets better.
Alex, you are very wet.
I know. It is raining a lot today.
Where is your coat?
I don't have a coat today. I left it and my umbrella at home.
Oh no! Well, I have another coat in the office. You can use it.
Thank you, Taylor. That is very kind.
Wait here, Alex.
No, Alex is all wet. It's raining a lot today where they are at.
If I go swimming or I take a shower, I will be wet. I don't like to be wet, so I like to be dry.
Well, after I go swimming in the ocean, I dry myself with a towel and sit in the sun. It feels very nice.
It does feel nice, but...You know what is terrible? Alex doesn't have a coat, and he left his umbrella at home. But Taylor has another coat.
Oh, that's a good thing that she does. All right, let's practice using the word another in a sentence. If you ever forget to bring your pencil to school, you can ask a friend, "Do you have another pencil I can use?"
That's right. There's one pencil and then another pencil. If you are at a restaurant and you just finished drinking a glass of something, you can say, "Can I have another one, please?"
That's right. Taylor has an extra coat in the office. She wants Alex to use it.
Taylor is a very good friend. That is very kind.
That is very kind.
Yes, it is, Marie.
You know what you just said, Peter? You just said today's
calendar phrase.
That is very kind.
That is very kind.
你真好心。
You can use my umbrella.
That is very kind.
You can use my coat.
That is very kind.
And you can use my hat.
That is very kind, but it's not raining. I don't need them.
I don't either. That's why you can use them.
That is very kind.
That is very kind.
你真好心。
What a great calendar phrase. I say this a lot when someone does something nice for me.
Can you give an example for us, Peter?
Sure, Marie. The other day I went out to dinner with my friend. I ordered a soda, spaghetti, lots of food. After we finished, he paid for the bill. That is very kind.
Wow, that is very kind of your friend. Wow. All right, well, right now we have to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. You know, it's raining so much, I thought I would bring my umbrella. It might rain in the studio. Friends, do you have an umbrella?
Wait, Peter. Rain in the studio? I don't think it's going to rain in the studio. It only rains outside.
Well, I don't want to be wet. I want to stay dry, and just to be sure, I will have my umbrella.
Okay. Well, let's see if it's still raining where Rob and Susie are. Let's go to Conversation C.
Oh, is it still raining?
No, it's not raining now, but the sky is still very cloudy.
I'm cold. Are you?
No, my coat is very warm. And I have a hot cup of tea.
Can I have a cup?
Sure. Here, you can have some.
Thank you, Susie. This is great.
Good news, everyone. It's not raining anymore. But the sky is still very cloudy.
It is. If the sky is cloudy, that means there are a lot of clouds in the sky. After it rains, the clouds will usually be a gray color, and sometimes it will look dark outside on a cloudy day.
Well, I don't like cloudy days. I like sunny days.
Yeah, sunny days are better. In Conversation C, we see that Rob is cold, but Susie is warm. She has a coat and a hot cup of tea.
Well, Marie, I have a hot cup of tea right here. This is for you.
Thanks, Peter, but actually, I don't feel like drinking a hot cup of tea. I want a hot cup of coffee.
Well, okay then. I'll have this tea and I'll get you some coffee.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Well, friends, I like to drink a hot cup of coffee every morning and every afternoon. How about you?
So Susie will give Rob a cup of hot tea. She says, "Here, you can have some." Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Rob 看到 Susie 在喝茶，他也想喝。Susie 回答 ，Sure, here, you can have some. 如果想要说的完整一点的话， Susie 的意思是 You can have some tea。 这时候 some 就是形容词，一些的意思。可是因为两个人都知道他们在讲的是 tea， 所以就不必重复讲 some tea， 只要说 You can have some。 这个时候 some 就变成代名词了，它代表了 some tea。 这样子讲会让表达显得更简洁。我们来看几个类似的例子，比如说我看到朋友在吃草莓，看起来真的很好吃，我问他 Can I have one? 他说 Sure, you can have many。 这里的 one 还有 many 都是代名词，分别表示 one strawberry 和 many strawberries， 这样子讲比较简短哦。
Thank you, Christina。 Now I have my coffee. It's really good. Here, you can have some, Peter.
Oh, no thanks, Marie. I'm still drinking this tea.
Oh, all right. Well, I say this a lot when I eat with my friends. I want them to taste the food I ordered. So I tell them, you can have some. And they will usually have some.
It's a nice thing to say to people.It makes you seem friendly and kind, which you are very kind, Marie.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Well, right now we have to review our keywords. Let's do that together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Cloudy. Cloudy. It is a little cloudy today.
Rainy.Rainy. It was rainy yesterday.
Terrible. Terrible. Don't read this book. It's terrible.
Umbrella. Umbrella. It's raining. I need an umbrella.
Another. Another.I have another brother at home. All right, friends, those are the keywords that we have for you today. If the weather is rainy, make sure to practice them. And now let's watch those conversations one more time.
Hi, Susie.
Good morning, Rob. How's the weather today?
It is cold and rainy outside.I am not happy.
Oh, I like the rain. It's fun.
Fun? Rain is terrible. It makes me cold and wet.
Okay, rain can make you cold and wet, but you can also play in the rain.
Alex, you are very wet.
I know. It is raining a lot today.
Where is your coat?
I don't have a coat today. I left it and my umbrella at home.
Oh no! Well, I have another coat in the office. You can use it.
Thank you, Taylor. That is very kind.
Wait here, Alex.
Oh, is it still raining?
No, it's not raining now, but the sky is still very cloudy.
I'm cold. Are you?
No, my coat is very warm, and I have a hot cup of tea.
Can I have a cup?
Sure. Here, you can have some.
Thank you, Susie.This is great.
Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Monkey Man. Hey, can you help me?
Well, of course. What can I help you with?
I want to get an umbrella.
Okay, I can help you buy an umbrella.
Yay, let's go.
Oh, wait, Ginger. We can't go now.
Why not?
Well, the weather outside, it's terrible. It's cloudy and rainy.
I know. why I want to get an umbrella.
But I don't like going out in the rain. Let's go after the rain stops, okay?
Oh, Monkey Man. Hey, wait. I think the rain stopped.
Yeah, the sun is shining.
Yay, now we can go get an umbrella.
Well, Ginger, now we don't need an umbrella. It's not raining.
What? Oh, Monkey Man.
Today is Monday, so we can practice answering it together. Here's question number one. What doesn't Alex have today? What doesn't Alex have today?
You can find the answer in conversation B. He doesn't have his coat or his umbrella. All right, here's question number two. Do you like the rain? Why or why not? Do you like the rain? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I like the rain? Of course I like the rain. The rain brings water, and water is the source of life. We all need water to live. Some people think I'm a little strange when I go walking in the rain, but it's such a peaceful time, and there's some places where it's always rainy and wet, like the rainforest. And in the rainforest, you can see all types of animals, which I love.
Do I like the rain? Yes, I do like the rain. Sometimes I sleep with my window open so I can hear the sound of the rain. Also, the rain feels so nice after the sun has been out for a long time. Rain is important because plants and flowers need water to live. Without rain, the world would be in big trouble. You know what? I like to dance in the rain, too. It's a lot of fun.
Do I like the rain? Of course! I love the rain! I'm from the jungle, and it rains a lot there. When the rain comes down, woo! It feels so good. I want to swing from trees and jump in the rainwater. Rain is great. What about you? Do you like the rain too? It's fun.
Friends, thank you for joining us today. And we'll have another great lesson tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.